The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
この番組はジャパントップ10ナンバーワンの J-POP ポッドキャストです。このエピソードはトップ10カウントダウンです。 You're listening to Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music podcast. You're listening to a top 10 countdown on
Japan Top 10.
Welcome to episode 431 of Japan Top 10. Happy May to everyone. We have some great songs for you this month. I am your host, Kirby.
And I'm Christine.So sit back and relax and enjoy this month's countdown.
Want to join our team? We currently have an opening for an audio editor or content distributor and urgently looking for someone to help us with this position. Join the biggest and best Japanese music-based podcast out there. Check out our website at jtop10.jp/join for details.
All right, well, without further ado, let's get into it. At number 10, we have...Kokoro Toyu na no Fukakai, or The Mystery of the Name of the Heart by Ado, moving down 6 places from last time.
Number 10.
Kimi ga mabataki wo suru oto, me wo surashita oto sae, konna ni mo tayasuku kiki wakete miseru no ni.時に病名は何としましょうか誰も知り得ないはずの心なんてさ期待もしないよ寸分の狂いだってない正確に記録されたちくずぐにそれ以上意味はないはずだもの故にどんな顔して笑おうと勝手にかかれないことは信じるに値しないんだそれが全て心を吐いてる心を吐いてるそれだけ曖昧なものだ見えないものだ最適な治療法などどこにもない感情の判断はどうしたらいい心境の分別はどうしたらいいそもそもない不明瞭がエラー吐いても妙化を積んだ雨も反落もどうだっていい後悔の人生だとしたっていいからさこの身が私はいつまで忘れてるつもりだろう明日を繋いだ指で取りこぼしてきたものを数えてしまう虚しさのままに心を吐いてる心を吐いてる本当は乱暴に君が触れてくれたらぽっかり覗く
愛情は飛んで止まってしまう
made her debut at age 17 with a single titled Usewa. And this year, the year 2022, she is currently 19 years old. The popular Japanese singer Mafu Mafu teamed up with Ado to create this song that we just heard, The Mystery of the Name of the Heart, or Kokoro Toyu Na no Fukakai.
The song has become the theme song for the Kansai Fuji TV drama Dr. White. The show follows the story of a woman named Byakuya, who has amnesia but has extensive medical knowledge and has a genius-like diagnostic ability and begins to work with a diagnostics team at a hospital.
I think it's kind of crazy how Ado's songs remain in the countdown. Like, they remain in the countdown for several months. And, you know, whether it's her previous works or, like, Usewa or Odo or even, like, Kira Kira, but Kokoro Toyu Na no Fukakai, this... I feel like this is the third or fourth month that we've introduced this song.
Yeah, I think the song is really effective musically, and you know, the strong dynamic voice really pushes the song forward. So I think it's really interesting, and it's not really... I mean, it's always a good sign if you hear that the music is really interesting and has a lot of emotion. So I think this song will really stay... Maybe a bit more, but since it's in number 10, it might drop off maybe in the next episode, but it's still a good song for me.
Yeah, no, I know exactly what you mean. I mean, Ado's a very expressive singer, and her emotions definitely carry across in her songs. I think that's what makes her songs really captivating to her listeners.
And moving on to number 9, we have Pop Song from Kenshi Yonezu, going down 7 spots.
Number 9.
I want
それもまた
残酷さらない。
Kenji Yonezu is a Japanese musician, singer, songwriter, record producer, and illustrator who began releasing Vocaloid music under the stage name Hachi in 2009. In 2012, he debuted under his real name, releasing music with his own voice. This is the commercial song for the PlayStation's new commercial Play Has No Limits.
Kenji Yonezu participated not only in the making of this commercial song, but also the conceptualization of their character design, and which adds to sort of his repertoire of creation, not just in the musical realm, but also in terms of the art. And again, like this song, like the previous one that we've mentioned, have been on the countdown for a while, but it just goes to show that with good music, you know, people just like listening to it.
For this song, I think musically it's fine. And I think most people just listen to the music, as you said. The lyrics of this song doesn't really matter anymore because it's kind of weird for me. But for musically, it's a nice pop song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, the song is... I think the song is interesting and, you know... I guess the point that I was also trying to make is that when the listeners really like a song, they tend to stick with us for a while, which is why we keep seeing, you know, songs that are constantly on the chart. All right, up next we have Chronostasis by Bump of Chicken, and this is a new song in our countdown.
Number 8.
Thank you.
Bump of Chicken is a Japanese alternative rock group from Sakura Chiba in Japan, and the band members consist of Moto Fujiwara, who is the vocal of the group, and Hiroaki Masukawa on the guitar, Yoshifumi Naoi on the bass, and Hideo Masu on the drums. The song has been written for the 25th Detective Conan film, The Bride of Halloween, which came out in Japan nationwide on April 15th.
According to the band, quote, "We are very honored to be able to work with such a historical work. We are also looking forward to the release of the movie to see what the end of this film will be," end quote. Chronostasis is derived from a Greek word that describes a time illusion or a temporary pause in time when a person is focused on an object.
Yeah, and I can honestly see why the band chose to name the theme song for this 25th movie, Chronostasis. I don't know if you watch the Detective Conan series, Kirby, but I grew up with this series and I watch the annual movie release almost religiously. So I know a bit about what is going on in the movie and why the theme song would be tied to the concept of time and illusion, because the main characters of this movie, well, not the main character, but one of the main characters of this movie that just came out in April had this sort of experience and also lost really important people in his life in the past, so that's where the connection sort of comes from. I really like the song though. The song is very nostalgic, and I think that coupled with sort of the title, it sort of, I think there's like that final message. There's a central message that the band is trying to put across with this work.
Regarding Detective Conan, I am aware of it. I've seen a few episodes since it's also aired here in the Philippines before, and yeah, I believe the recurring theme with Detective Conan is that someone dies in the beginning in every episode or something. Yeah,
not and, always, but that's how they used to start out. That is true. I can't deny.
Yeah, it's a very long-running series, right?
It is. It started the manga started 1994, and the anime started 1997. So, it's been quite a while.
Yeah. And I think I've only seen one movie, I think.
Oh, really?
They started lately in the past decade, they started showing anime movies in the cinema here. So whenever the Detective Conan movies also, sometimes they also show it here.
Mm-hmm.
Regarding Bump of Chicken, this is a nice, interesting song lyrically. Music-wise, recently, Bump of Chicken have been releasing like techno songs like this one, like not like unlike their original way where they do like alternative rock music, which which I prefer, since I started listening to Bump of Chicken when they were doing the alternative rock style, which is that's why I like them very much. So musically, it's okay with me, but I really miss the times when they do like their alternative rock style.
Right.
But regarding the song, I think it talks about it talks about missing someone and being able to remember this person, and it talks about time and maybe remembering the person or stopping time to get like a snapshot of the person in a point in time. So I think it's nice and poetic.
Yeah, and I mean without spoiling the whole movie for our listeners, I think that's definitely one of the central theme of the movie, you know, about remembering a time in the past and how that memory sort of lives on in us. So, yeah, I like the song too.
And at number 7, we have a new song, Aoi no, or It's Blue, by GoGo Vanillas.
Number 7. Tsukami sokone hakaraku akai to kireta oto ga mimiri sasaru muchi to haji ni yakareta kono mi datte aoi haru mitsukeru sa.
GoGo Vanillas is a pop rock band formed in 2010 and consists of Maki Tatsuya for vocals and guitar, Hasegawa Pretty Keisuke on bass, Yanagisawa Shintaro, who joined the band in 2015 on guitars and vocals, and Jet Seiya on drums. They made their debut on 2013 under Seize Records and later made their major debut under Victor Entertainment in late 2014.
The name of the band came to Maki, who's the vocalist and guitarist of Go-Go Vanillas, who thought that there were many good-looking overseas bands that start with V, like the Vaselines, the Vines, the Velvet Underground, and so he was looking for some kind of inspiration of a word that starts with V, and the word vanilla just caught his eye, and he wanted to replace the in front of vanilla, because there are too many bands in Japan that started with the something something. So he got inspired, actually, by JoJo's Bizarre Adventure Gyro Zeppeli's Golden Teeth, where a character would say Go-Go Zeppeli. So that's how the band name Go-Go Vanillas came to be about.
Regarding their song style, it's more alternative and popish, and it's one of those rare bands that have a very short lyrics to their song.
Mm-hmm.
And they just enjoy their song and have a fun music style.
Yeah, I get the impression that, you know, they don't like to overcomplicate their music from a lyrical perspective. So at least the songs that I've heard from them have generally quite simple lyrics, but melodically it just works. And now before we keep going, we just have a quick announcement for you. If you want to advertise on our podcast and market your brand onto the world's most popular Japanese culture-based podcast and reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis, you can find the full details at our website, jtop10.jp, to find advertising plans that will suit your company's needs.
Are you an indie Japanese music artist? If you create Japanese music and want some exposure, please get in touch with our music director by sending them an email at dean@jtop10.jp, that's dean@jtop10.jp, along with the song you would like us to feature on the podcast.
All right, now moving on to number 6, we have Kigeki, or Comedy, by Gen Hoshino. And this is a new song on our countdown.
Number 6.
Thank you. Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Kigeki is the ending theme for the new anime, Spy Family, which is a story about how a spy, an assassin, and a young telepathic girl, or a psychic, lives together for a mission.
Only after two episode releases, Spy Family ranks second top anime on the official My Anime List website, just after Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood.
Yeah, I mean, I personally follow this anime, and honestly, I was actually speaking to Andy about this, I'd say maybe 2 months ago. This is already a very famous manga work. It sold something like 120 million copies before it even was made into an anime, which is... it really did break records. This series, I think, is definitely the most talked about series for the spring anime season. And I personally like it just because it's cute, it's funny, and it's very stress relieving. And I cannot stress how much I like this song. This was another one of those songs where, you know, I first heard it in the trailer and I thought to myself, oh, I'm gonna really like this song. And sure enough, when the song came out, I've played this on repeat. Well, I still have this on repeat sometimes when I'm working. I just like the melody so much, and also the lyrics are so cute and so fitting to the anime. So I would definitely recommend listening to this song if you haven't heard this yet. And actually, we spoke about this last time, even though I spoke about this song with Kirby offline last time, because this song had just came out when we did our last recording. And I don't know if you remember, Kirby, but I told you, I was like, you know, this song is gonna make it to the next Japanese countdown. And sure enough, here we are in May, and the song is ranked number 6.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if it did come to the countdown, since the Spy Family anime is really popular. I have yet to see it too, since I have lots of anime to see. But regarding the song, the way I understand the song, it's more of like, it's interesting where the person depicted in the song is like, maybe tired of the everyday life, and then when he meets this special person and everything becomes like interesting and lively again or something. So I think it reflects the past songs of Gen Hoshino, where he sings the songs maybe inspired by having his wife or something, and maybe it gives him inspiration to say that when he meets this special person, his life becomes lively again.
Oh, for sure. I mean, honestly, the song ties in a lot to the contents of the anime, because the anime, they're made up of... they're not quote-unquote real family. Like, it's because of the mission that the main character, who is the spy, Lloyd Forger, because of this mission that he has to complete, he has to put together this sort of fake family to complete his mission. But there's a lot of really just heartwarming episodes that come out of that. But I think you're absolutely right. Like, the main theme of this song is definitely family. And apart from just the anime work, because Gen Hoshino actually wrote the song after he finished reading the manga. But there's obviously also the fact that, you know, he got married in the last year, which probably also served as inspiration when he wrote this song.
And now, going up one spot to number 5, we have Koe Kaze ni Nosete, or Put on a Love Cold, by Vondi.
Number 5.
Kaze ga yonde kita.
Vondi is a 21-year-old university student and started composing when he was in junior high. He not only creates music but also directs the visual aspects of his music, including artwork and music videos. His lyrics illustrate the scenery of a distinctive urban atmosphere, reminiscing of the internal purity of teenage years.
Koi Kaze ni Nosete, or Put on a Love Cold, was appointed the theme song for Don't Be Fooled by Him and the Wolf, which is a popular love reality program that's broadcasted on ABEMA.
Oh, as I mentioned in the previous episode, this song is very easy to listen to and very relaxing. So just put it on and listen and just relax.
Yeah. No, the song is definitely something that you can put on when you want to take a break from whatever you're doing. I think it's a good candidate for that. All right. Well, next up, moving up five spots, is I Like You by VK Blanca.
Number 4.
いつからか I like you 運命が僕たちを選んでいたんでしょほら I like you 時計の単身が12で言い放って晴れてよかったねとにかくヘトヘトまで歩いて美味しいものを食べないか最悪街を組み替えて新宿が舞浜になってこの奇跡めぐりめぐりめぐりめぐってファオファオファオ二人出会った意味がきっとあってそれを分かりたくていつからか I like you 夏風の香り何もかもさあこれからどうか真っ白な君と二人とは見歩けたらさあ You know guys だってどんな素敵な Maybe I like youなんでこうなったんだっけ何してるかなんて考えて一人でも君のペースで歩いて手につかなくなってなんだか怖くなって君の声めぐりめぐりめぐりめぐってフォーフォーフォー二人出会った意味がきっとあってそれを分かりたくていくつもの I like you 僕たちの中で生まれ来る思いたちそれがあと一つ重なったら好きだよじゃなくてもうこういうしかないんだってこんな素敵な Maybe I love、気づけば二人隣テレビつけて同じとこで笑って分かったことはそうか僕は単純に君が好きでずっと一緒にいたいんだいつまでも I love you 夏風の香り何もかもさあこれから白な君と二人とは見歩けたらさあ You know sights だってどんな素敵な Maybe I love you 僕たちは時を超え I'll promise you forever my love 僕たちはこの日のため歩いてきたんだ
Blanca, whose real name is Yamaike Junya, was born on November 30th in 1987 in Nishikasugai in the Aichi Prefecture in Japan. Vicky Blanca is a singer-songwriter and producer, most known for his work on anime theme songs. Although Vicky Blanca released his first mini-album in 2014, he didn't actually get to release his debut album until 2 years later in 2016 with the release of Slave of Love.
The song I Like You debuted as a commemorative special for Vicky Blanca's best album titled Best Album Supervillain.
I have to say though, I did also know Vicky Blanca from anime theme songs. I think the first time I've heard of the band, or the first time I actually, I guess, start recognizing the name, is from their theme songs for the anime Black Clover. I really like two of their theme songs from there, and I think this song, I Like You, is very... There's just a lot of character in this song, like not just the musical compositions itself, but also the music video, which I personally really like.
Well, Vicky Blanca always has his brand of relaxing, easy to listen to pop songs. And I first heard of Vicky Blanca here in Japan Top 10, actually.
Oh yeah.
So I was very amused by the way his songs, like having a like relaxing a tone and like popish tone, but mm-hmm. also he has the tone of his voice is always like soft and mm-hmm. not that harsh, so it's easy to listen to.
Yeah, you know what's interesting though, the two songs that I like from Vicky Blanca from Black Clover, they're not relaxing songs at all, even though his voice is still like softer tone, but it's more rock and upbeat, which I find really... Well, I find it interesting because it almost serves as a contrast to the quality of Vicky Blanca's voice.
Speaking of relaxing voices, staying at number 3, we have Zakyo Sanka by Emma.
Number 3.
Yeah.
Zankyo Sangha is the 19th single by singer Aime and is the opening to Demon Slayer Entertainment District arc. Aime's name comes from the verb aimer in French, which means to love. She uses the name Aime Rhythm for lyric credits.
She has also performed the theme songs for other animes like Fate Stay Night, Vinland Saga, and Natsume's Book of Friends. And Zankyo Sangha actually became Aime's first song to reach the top of the Japan Hot 100 charts, selling around 87,000 downloads in its first week of release. Yeah, I mean, I personally really like Zankyo Sangha as well, and I think, you know, obviously it's very different from Aime's style before, because the song is more upbeat, whereas I know Aime mostly for her ballads. But yeah, I think it's impressive that Zankyo Sangha is still at number 3, 5 months after its release? I'm blown away.
I think the anime will also contribute to the popularity of the song.
Oh, for sure.
Especially since there's also a new season coming up.
They haven't announced the date, but it's been confirmed. The production has been confirmed. The Swordsman Village arc.
And I bet if there is an opening theme song, it will be on the Japan Top 10.
Without a doubt. I don't even doubt that.
Do you want to hear extra songs in this episode? Join our Patreon club and become a Patreon star or Patreon Platinum donor to get some extra songs on this episode. See full details on our site at jtop10.jp/club.
Next, in number 2, moving down one place from April, we have Chameleon by King Nu.
Number 2.
この色でも構わないの伝えたいこの思いそれすら叶わないけど口にすれば単純な強がり隣に僕がいなくても
is a Japanese band formed in 2013 and consists of the band members Daiki Tsuneta, who is the vocalist, songwriter, and guitarist of the band, and Satoru Iguchi, who is the vocalist and keyboardist, Kazuki Arai, who is the bassist, and Yu Seki, who is the drummer. Chameleon was produced as the theme song for the Fuji television drama Do Not Say Mystery, which began broadcasting on January 10th of this year. And it was announced as a surprise at the premiere of the drama on the day before the first broadcast.
Part of the song was on air for the first time in the ending of the first episode. A full-size announcement was awaited every week when the song played in the drama, but it was fully released on February 28, 2022, and was also released on CD on March 16.
I mean, I feel like I probably belabor this too much, but I just think it's such a good strategy when you only release, you know, the television, well, in Japan, the so-called television size segment of a song before releasing the song in full, because I think, you know, that gauges how the audience responds to it, and also just it builds up your anticipation for the full release and for listening to the song. And King Neil is a band that I personally really like. I really like the tone of the vocalist's voice, and I personally find all of their songs to be very emotional and expressive.
Yeah, very emotional also in this song, since it's like a bittersweet or sad or bittersweet, where like in this song it reminds of the person that, you know, it's not anymore with this person that he's talking about, and then maybe he's happy now. But musically it's good, and the lyrics are also very expressive.
Yeah, no, I agree.
And finally, at number one, we have a new song. It's Matsuri, or Festival, from Fuji Kaze.
Number one.
激しくないたせいで君が派手に笑ったせいで夏の暑さ体を焦がして冬の厳しさ骨身に染みた真っ平らに生きられたらまっすぐにそこへ行けたから明日今ならおそくねからシャシャシャシャシャ花祭り夏祭り生まれゆくもの死に 全てが同時の出来事秋祭り冬休み皆抱きしめたら踊りなさえなさえな毎日等しき何にかの祭り祭りあれもこれもがありがたし苦しむことは何もない
Fujikaze is a Japanese singer, songwriter, and musician under Universal Sigma who was raised in Satosho, Okayama in Japan. Matsuri is the lead single from Fujikaze's second studio album, Love All, Serve All, which was released on March 23, 2022.
The song was digitally released on the 20th of March this year, prior to the album's release, and actually along with the release of the music video.
It's been a while since Fujikaze had another song here at the Japan Top 10, but as usual, he would always come up with a very nice song. And maybe since in this new album, I wouldn't be surprised if more songs would come into the Japan Top 10.
No, I think you're right. I think, you know, all the songs that I've heard from Fujikaze, they always rank pretty well because I think they're the type of songs that you listen to him before you realize it, it's probably on repeat for like 5 times already if you don't actively change songs. But yeah, no, I really like Fujikaze's work and I like the style of his songs. All right, well, some indie extras for everyone. This month for Indie Spotlight, we have Tsumugu Hibi, which means Someday Spinning by Ott Loquat. Released in 2021.
Yeah.
Atmakot is a three-member band formed in Tokyo in 2018, and the members consist of Tanaka Ryo on the guitar, Takuma Miura on the drums, and Ryoko Okamura on the voice and guitar.
The band draws influence from shoegaze, post-rock, Japanese radio, and daily life in Japan. And for those who don't know what shoegaze is, it's a genre of music where, you know, the band really throws in lots of guitar effects and maybe some additional noise, and then just singing their alternative rock style. If you're not really comfortable with shoegaze, like, it almost sounds like white noise sometimes if you're not really comfortable. But for me, this song is interesting, but I'm not really a big fan of shoegaze, but it's fine. I mean, the alternative style, although sometimes the effects are too much, but for those fans of shoegaze, you love this.
I mean, I like the mystic feel that the effects were able to create. I don't know if it's necessarily my genre of songs, but I think I can appreciate it all the same. Like, I like the sort of I can't even describe it very well, but I think the closest word that I can find is this sort of like mystic atmosphere. I think that was the adjective I used before, but yeah, and I think that definitely has a lot to do with some of the song techniques that the band deploys, like shoegaze, like you just mentioned.
And that's it for this episode's songs. For our next episode, Dean and Tassie are joining you in a week from now to bring you a new Indie Artist Interviews episode.
We hope you enjoyed the songs from the May Countdown, and we will see you next month. This was your host, Christine, and
it's your host, Kirby.
And we'll see you next time. Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye. Japan Top 10.